Valley Metro and Waymo have launched a first-of-its-kind pilot program to connect riders with public transit. Starting at the end of the month, Valley Metro employees will be able to take a Waymo autonomous vehicle to public transit. The plan is to eventually open the pilot program up to other riders as well. Scott Smith is Valley Metro's CEO, and he joins me. And Scott, how significant do you think this new partnership with Waymo is?
Well, I think it's significant in ways that maybe the ordinary person doesn't think about. But we're living. And that is the big question, which is, how will all these new technologies and these ride services like Uber and Lyft, how really are they going to impact our transportation in the years and decades to come? And that's something that we in public transportation are faced with, because this is a very disruptive world we live in, and this technology is disruptive, but not in a bad way. It's introducing new ways, new methods, new relationships, and we want to find out exactly what that means for us and for the public. So that's why this partnership is very, very important.
It's interesting you use the word disruptive, because I've been reading a lot about autonomous vehicles, and there are some in the public transit world that are concerned that with more autonomous vehicles, people will use those instead of public transit like light rail or buses. Are you hopeful that you can sort of combine the two and help people see that, yes, you can use autonomous vehicles, but you don't necessarily have to do it instead of Valley Metro? You can do it maybe in addition to.
Well, I think that's the future of transportation. I know there are some that have already talked about what Uber and Lyft have done in places like Boston and Manhattan, where they talk about how they've taken from public transportation and they've sounded the warning bell. You know, this is going to detract. No, I think this is all additive. And one of the reasons why we're partnering with Waymo is that they believe that also. When they talk disruptive, they're not talking about taking away. As a matter of fact, when we first approached them and they approached us, we talked about our common vision that we believe this will all add to our footprint. We talk about places that are dense. And yes, there's no doubt in my mind that people will choose methods other than public transportation to get around in urban areas. But what we don't talk about are those areas that where we don't serve right now. You go to an Ahwatukee or a Chandler or a Mesa, where we don't really have a vibrant public transportation other than in the dense areas such as light rail. And one of the things that I think Waymo does for us is it opens up those areas, because now we can create a seamless connection between an autonomous vehicle provider that, if you're just going to go around in the neighborhood or go to the grocery store, we're not serving that person anyway. But if you're going from Mesa to downtown Phoenix, all of a sudden we provide a reliable alternative.
So how exactly will this pilot program work?
We're going to start out with that first mile, last mile, as we call it, with a controlled group. We're taking primarily Valley Metro employees in the Chandler, Tempe area, because that's where Waymo's service area is. And we're going to ask them to be our test people, not from a safety standpoint. We believe Waymo's incredibly safe, but from a relationship and an experience level. For example, we want them to take Waymo from their home to the express bus stop, the light rail station, wherever they're going now, and perhaps they're going in, they're using the park and ride. Maybe they're using a regular bus. We want them to use Waymo and see how that experience is. Does that increase the efficiency of their trip? Do they feel a little uncomfortable riding in an autonomous vehicle to get there? That's the first phase, is to find that out. That'll last 3 or 4 months. After that happens, we hope to expand that out into invite some public riders in, and either in a first mile, last mile, or in an existing service we call Ride Choice, where it's basically a taxi voucher. And then find out what you felt about that experience. How well did we integrate? How responsive were we? And that's the big question that we're going to come up with, is how can we integrate public, private, you might want to call it old technology, new technology, to create that seamless rider experience.
So how do you extrapolate out from even the initial phase when you're using just sort of Valley Metro employees, and even later when you invite the public in, how do you figure out if what you're doing is working and if it will sort of reach the broader population and have the kind of effect you're hoping it will have?
That's part of the purpose of this pilot program. We want to find out if people really do embrace this yet. Are they ready for this? Are we ready to be able to provide this kind of service? There's no doubt that we're asking people to change their behaviors, change their everyday patterns. In order to do that, you've got to offer a service that's more reliable, more economical, more efficient, more dependable. Whatever it is, we've got to be able to offer that. I don't think there's any question that as we grow, and we are growing here, we're going to add 1 million people into Metro Phoenix in the next 15 years. What we're not adding, what people don't realize, we're not building any more freeways, no more freeway lanes. So how are we going to handle moving people from here to there? We have to provide an alternative that's desirable. And what we're going to find out is, can we do that with this model? If we can do that, I have no doubts that we can take that system-wide. We can take that outside the test group. If we can't do that, we need to find out why.
Do you have a feeling right now, before you've started, of how much this partnership could potentially expand the reach of light rail and light rail ridership in general?
I have an idea. I have what I would call, I hate to call it a vision, because that just sounds so elitist.
Go ahead and use it.
I'm just not sure of the timing. I think that eventually you will see a public transportation system that is multimodal, that is multi-provider, that is public-private partnership, that is a combination of high-capacity transit, which is what we will thrive at, which is your light rail, your express buses, your buses that run down arterials, mixed with local options, microbuses that are autonomous and that are circulating through neighborhoods, point-to-point through the Ubers, Lyfts, and through companies such as Waymo that provide driverless vehicles. And I think that'll all fit together in a one-stop shop. Whether that happens in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I don't know. But I think that's the future we're looking at.
All right. That's Scott Smith, Valley Metro CEO. Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you.